الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس يتحسر أهل الجنة إلا على ساعة من ربهم لم يذكر الله تعالى فيها أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama-i-kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, the inexorable, constant, incessant motion and movement of time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to in many, many places in the Quran. يُكُوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ Day follows night, night follows day, day is wrapped up by night, night is wrapped up by day. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu refers to this movement of time when he says, أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدِ وَيُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدِ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودِ That have you not witnessed and observed and taken ibrat and lesson from the movement of day and night? Every new thing is made old. Every distant thing is brought near. And every promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is made a reality. The child is barely born. In the mind's eye, one envisages the day. My child will qualify from university. My child will get married. The various milestones that are normally associated with human existence in this world. And almost in the blink of an eyelid, before we even realize it, all those things become a reality. It seems as if only yesterday the birth was had taken place and already today the janazah is being lifted up. This incessant, constant motion of time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many, many places, Allah even takes qasam and oath on time. Wal asr, by the oath of time. Was subhi idha tanaffas, by the oath of the dawn when he takes a breath. Wal fajr, by the oath of daybreak. Wal layli idha yasr, by the oath of night as it passes. Wal layli idha yaghsha, by the oath of night as its darkness envelops. وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى By the oath of the day as it lights up. Not only does Allah take qasam and oath on time, but the portents of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation that bring time into existence and by which time is measured, on them also Allah takes oath. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى By the oath of the sun, by the oath of the moon, by the oath of the stars. All these various qasams and oaths, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking, so that this insan, this human being, can realize the value of time. That time is a mata'. Time is a precious possession. Not only gold, not only silver, not only minerals, not only the material things of this world are precious, but more precious than that, more valuable than that, is time. That breath that comes out, that ah, that sigh, there is no system, no force, no technology, no science, no wealth of this world that is going to give it back to you. If you lose a job, possibly you can get a better job. If some investment you did went off, didn't work out, tomorrow you may find another better investment. Some wealth you were trying to procure, if you lost, it is possible tomorrow you may recover even more than what you lost. But the time that was wasted, the time that was lost, that, how are you going to get it back? Every day, in Asr it comes, that at daybreak this day calls out, Yabna Adam, Inni Khalqun Jadeed. وأنا فيما تعمل في غدا عليك شهيد فاعمل في ما استطعت من خير فإني إن ذهبت لن أرجع إليكم أبدا. At daybreak this day calls out, يا ابن آدم, أو ابن آدم أو إنسان, إني خلق جديد, I am a new creation of Allah. A new day has dawned. One more extension you have been given. وَأَنَا فِي مَا تَعْمَلْ فِيَّ غَدًا عَلَيْكَ شَهِيدٌ. Know and understand that everything that you do in this day, every word that you utter, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Every word that you utter is being recorded. بَلَا وَرُسُلُنَا لَدَيْهِمْ يَكْتُبُونَ. Every action that you will do, Allah says, beware, be warned. Our angels are there, kiraman katibin, ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. They are aware of everything that you are doing. Each time even this eye strays, ya'lamu khainat al-ayun, wa ma tukhfi al-sudur, that which the heart conceals. Lillahi ma fi al-samawati wa ma fi al-ard, wa in tubdu ma fi anfusikum aw tukhfuhu, yuhasibukum bihi Allah. Allah says, reveal what is in your heart or conceal it. يُحَاسِبُكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. The day of hisab and reckoning is coming. All this is being recorded. That day calls out to insan. Everything that you will do in this day, how you will utilize this time, there's one more day, there's one more extension to your life in this world that Allah has given you, each thing will be recorded. فَعْمَلْ فِيَّ مَسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْ خَيْرٍ. So the day, this new makhluk of Allah, this new creation of Allah, exhorts you, begs you, فَعْمَلْ فِيَّ مَسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْ خَيْرٍ. Utilize me correctly. Value me. Zindagi guzarne ke liye Allah ne nahi diya, zindagi banane ke liye Allah ne diya. Allah hasn't given this life. Allah hasn't given this time for you to while it away. Often we find people with romantic novels in the hand, or some fairy tale, 500 pages, 600 pages, 700 pages. Women at home, they may be wearing parda, everything also. They may be very dindar. But hours and hours, and now with the latest technology that YouTube and the latest computers, internet, which is becoming cheaper and cheaper with every passing day, making it more accessible. So that even the dindar home that doesn't have the shaitan box has got this. And hours are being spent by what you're doing. I'm whiling away the time. I'm passing the time. 22 people chasing behind a piece of pigskin. We want extra time. Little do we realize what a loss is being incurred. Jannat. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how beautifully, very briefly, Hadith-e Qudsi encapsulates in terms that if you have to explain it, you require volumes. But just in two or three expressions, what he says, that Allah says, أَعْدَدْتُ لِعِبَادِ الصَّالِحِينَ مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. That Allah has prepared a jannat for you where there will be no time limit.
There you can have all the extensions you want. Things Allah has kept for you, mala ayn wa ra'at, things which no eye has seen, no ear has heard of, wala khatar ala qalbi bashar, no heart has imagined. Such a jannat, where every hope, whim, aspiration will be fulfilled. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَبْدَعُونَ. For you in my jannat is whatever you desire, whatever you ask will be given to you. Yet, even the jannati will have one hasrat. Even the jannati will have one regret. And what is that regret? Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَيْسَ يَتَحَسَّرُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا عَلَى سَاعَةٍ مَرَّدْ بِهِمْ لَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى فِيهَا. Every hope, desire, whim, aspiration fulfilled, but still one hasrat and regret. The jannati will regret the time in this world that was wasted. The time in which he did not remember Allah. The time which was not utilized fruitfully. When this realization is there, how is it possible that this ummah today wastes its time in the manner that we are wasting it? We have come to a juncture where within 1 or 2 days a new year is starting. Now many of us are familiar when we hear new year, what we think of 31st December. But for a Muslim, his new year is not 31st December and 1st January. Our new year is Muharram. Muharram has come. A new year has come. This is a reminder for us to reflect, to ponder. Another milestone in our life has been achieved. We have ticked another box. We have passed another flag. What is the reaction of the people of Batil when New Year comes? New Year party, drinking, alcohol, zina, music, name it. They compete with one another to celebrate a New Year. Unfortunately, we have become, because we have forsaken Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have become that walad dalin amin jamaat. That is saying amanna wa saddaqna behind everything that the people of the West are teaching us. They celebrate New Year, so we think New Year is a time of celebration. Like the poet says, inna lanafrahu bil ayami naqta'uha. Inna lanafrahu bil ayami naqta'uha. Wa kulla yawmin madha yudni min al ajali. Fa'mal li nafsika qabla al mawti mujtahidan. فَإِنَّمَا الرِّبْحُ وَالْخُسْرَانُ فِي الْعَمَلِ نُجَدِّدْ سُرُورًا بِالْهِلَالِ إِذَا بَدَى وَمَا هِيَ إِلَّا السَّيْفُ لِلْحَتْفِ يَنْتَضِي. He says, إِنَّا لَنَفْرَحُ بِالْأَيَّامِ نَقْتَوْهَا. Foolish insan, you are celebrating the passage of time. New Year has come, birthday has come, you buy a cake, put candles. If I'm 30 or 40 years old, you're going to put that many candles. 50, 60, even more candles, celebrating. Fuzail bin Ayaz, rahimahullah, I met one person. He says, kam ata alayka min umrik, how old are you? This man says, sittina sana, I'm 60 years old. He says, my brother, have you realized, munzu sittina sana, tasiru ila rabbik, yushiku an tasil. For the last 60 years, you are engaged on a journey to Allah. Have you realized 60 years have gone? Don't you realize that the time is going to come when you're going to reach where you're going? Every passing year, is it not waking you up to the reality that you are getting that much closer? What cause for celebration is there? What are you celebrating? Someone loses 100,000 rand. He has a party. Starts celebrating. People ask him, why have you gathered everybody? Why are you having a celebration? He says, I lost 100,000 rand. They'll ask him, are you demented? Are you gone off your mind? Are you celebrating a loss? Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, Yabna Adam, innama anta ayyam. In dhahaba yawmun dhahaba ba'duk. O insan, you are a collection of days. وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمٍ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. Each one of you is on borrowed time. Allah says there is a promised time. When that time comes, لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. You will not be able to delay it even for 1 second. إِنَّا لَنَفْرَحُ بِالْأَيَّامِ نَقْطَعُهَا. He says you are celebrating the passage of time. You are celebrating a loss. Every passing year, every birthday, every new year is a reminder of what? كُلَّ يَوْمٍ مَضَى يُدْنِي مِنَ الْأَجَلِ. Every day that has passed is taking you closer to your mort. It's taking you closer to that 4 foot by 2 foot hole in the ground. It is a wake up call. It is a reminder that Allah has not sent you for the ringing of coins of this world. Allah has not sent you to amass the material things of this world. It's a tragedy, it's a crime, my respected brothers. New year upon new year comes, birthday upon birthday comes, Muharram upon Muharram comes. We have become a ritualistic ummah. When it's Rabiul Awwal for 12 days, we remember Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When it's Muharram for 10 days, we remember Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. We remember his qurbani, his sacrifice, his martyrdom. We recount these events, but Rabiul Awwal will come. Not one new sunnah will come in our lives. Muharram will come. Not one gunegar will make tawbah. We'll just shed a few tears and carry on the way we were carrying on. Still the same ringing of coins. Still the same chasing behind this dunya. Still the same attitude. It's someone else's janazah. Someone else's maut. I still have a lot of time. Mamun al-Rashid erected a beautiful palace. His sultanate, his rulership extended over 3 continents. From Baghdad to Kashmir, Baghdad to Senegal in southern France, Baghdad to Senegal, Baghdad to Portugal, Baghdad to southern France, to the tip of Africa. 3 continents, 1 ruler. He erects a palace as a hallmark to his achievement. Look at what I have done with my life. Look at what I have achieved. Look at what I have procured. After having erected this palatial home, he invites Abu al-Itahiyya rahmatullah alayhi, a pious person. Come and see. This was a pious man. The glitter and glamour and entrapment of this world didn't affect him. He looked at this palatial home instead of saying, Shabash, mashallah. Because maybe he'll get one envelope from the side. What is his reaction? He looks at Mamun al-Rashid and he says, Ish ma badalaka saliman fi dhilli shahiqatil qusuri. Yus'a alayka bimashtahayt ladar rawahi wa fil bukuri. He says, enjoy yourself. Ish. Ish. Like it comes in hadith that Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhirin, the pride of Allah's creation. Allah says to him, Ish ma shi't, live for as long as you want, but know and understand, my Habib, innaka mayyitun, you also will have to die. Law kanat ad-dunya tadumu li ahliha, la kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fiha mukhalladu. If anyone was going to get permanent extension in this world, then Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not have drunk from the cup of death. But he also had to drink from the cup of death. So he says to him, Ishma badalaka saliman, enjoy yourself. In the deceptive protection of these lofty pillars that you have erected. Yus'a alayka bimashtahayt, ladar rawahi wa fil bukuri, morning till night, servants are running at your beck and call. You know when the cavalcade moves in India, Pakistan, they say, hato bacho, move out, somebody big is coming. Like that is the imagery that is created. He says, everyone is running, your behest, your dictates are being fulfilled. But oh Mamun al-Rashid, your 3-continent empire, and this huge palace and all these servants, and the millions that you have amassed, what are you going to do about the ticking of the clock? That tick, 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 tick. How are you going to stop that? How are you going to put brakes on that? Your gold and diamonds, you can find a bank vault. Your rand, you can find a bank, a safety deposit box. Your other precious possessions, you can hide it under the mattress. This tick, tick, tick of the clock. These seconds that are becoming minutes, minutes that are becoming hours, hours that are becoming days, and days that are becoming months and years. And like a block of ice, inexorably, your life is slipping away. Where are you going to hide that? How are you going to stop that? That youngster with his Ray-Bans on, and with a gold necklace around his neck, and with the rings on his finger, he stands in front of the mirror. He's eyeing himself from this side and that side. That young girl, the bloom of her cheeks were compared to the bloom of roses. The twinkling in her eyes were compared to that of stars. She considered herself to be the Zulekha of the time. She preens herself in front of the mirror, looking from this direction, that direction, admiring herself. Allah calls out, وَمَن نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسُ فِي الْخَلْقِ. Those whom we take to old age, those whom we give life in this world, نُنَكِّسُ فِي الْخَلْقِ, we bring a reverse in their creation. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ, do not be deceived. It will just be a few moons, a few years will pass, that same youngster won't want to look at the mirror. That same Zulekha of this period and time, what Botox treatment, and what surgery and what cosmetics are you going to use to delay the onset of the ravages of time? How are you going to hold that back? Today you are filled with pride. Today you are swaggering in public. Today you are defying flagrantly the commands of Allah. When that old age sets in, when you are to hide away, is that time not coming? Abu al-Itahiyya addresses Mamun al-Rashid. Servants are running at your beck and call. This huge palace is erected. You have the wealth of this world at your disposal. But no one understands. فَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ تَقَاقَعَتْ فِي ذِيقِ حَشْرَجَةِ السُّدُورِ. A time is coming when this heart will start palpitating in the depths of your breast. When on a hot day, on a cool day, beads of perspiration will form on your brow. That pain will be running down your left hand. There will be a look of utter panic on your face. The doctors and physicians of this world may be around you. You will look at them, they will look at you with utter helplessness. That beep, beep, beep of the machine will be there, which is useless. فَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ تَقَاقَعَتْ فِي ضِيقِ حَشْرَجَةِ السُّدُورِ. When that time comes, هُنَاكَ تَعْلَمْ مُوْقِنَا هُنَاكَ تَعْلَمْ مُوْقِنَا مَا كُنْتَ إِلَّا فِي غُرُورِ. At that time you will know with absolute conviction that the glitter and the glamour of this world was nothing but a deception. Muharram has come. A new year has come. One more extension to this life Allah has given us. This is not a time for celebration. This is a time for ibrat. This is a time of reminder. This is a time to reflect over the glowing annals of the history of this ummah. It was the first of Muharram. The Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that personality whom Janabi Rasulullah s.a.w. said, لَوْ كَانَ بَعْدِي نَبِيٌّ لَكَانَ عُمَرْ. If there had to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. Kamil shahadat on the Musalla Fajr Salah. He gives his life in the path of Allah. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab was buried on the first of Muharram. Every year Muharram, we are reminded, 61st year of Hijrah, Friday the 10th of Muharram, the Qurbani and sacrifice, Ahle Bayt, Ahle Rasul, 17 flowers from that progeny, the value of whose blood, all our blood can be put together, will not equal. All he had to do was say once, all he had to do was hand himself over to Yazid Sultanate, compromise the haq and the truth. Wallah, in his maqam and status, there would have been no difference. When he was in his cradle already, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Sayyida, Shababi Ahlil Jannata, Al-Hasan Al-Husayn, the leaders of the youth of Jannata, my grandsons, Hasan and Husayn radiallahu anhuma. If he had given in to Yazid's dictate, Wallah Allah's Qasam, there would have been no iota of difference in his maqam and status in the sight of Allah. His Jannat was already guaranteed, but the sabak had to be taught till Qiyamah that this deen is not cheap. This deen will not be compromised. This deen is such that tomorrow on the day of judgment, see in which direction you are going. In the marketplace or in the courts of the world, see in which direction you are going. Are you standing with the zalim and the oppressor? Tomorrow do you want your hashar to be with Yazid and Ubaidullah bin Ziyad? Or will you be the mazloom one? Will you be the oppressed one who remains on haq, who will give his life but will not compromise the deen of Allah, will not take that penny of haram and feed it to the mouth of his children, so that your hashar tomorrow can be with Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah give us that naseeb. Each year in Muharram, these are the lessons we are reminded about. The occasion of Jummah is too limited. But one more point, my respected brothers. The hijrat of our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place in Rabiul Awwal. But it was an occasion of such importance and relevance that despite the fact that it took place in Rabiul Awwal, with that hijrat, ulama attached it to Muharram and started the Islamic calendar with Muharram. Started the Islamic calendar with the hijrat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with that pinnacle of qurbani and sacrifice, where the muhajireen of Makkah gave up their homes, gave up their businesses, gave up their families, gave up their birthplace, gave up Makkah Mukarramah, and strove to Madinah Munawwara. The Ansar of Madinah Munawwara accepted them and opened up their homes. This ultimate qurbani and sacrifice, which paved the way to the noor of Islam and Hidayat, spreading to the four corners of the world. This ulama considered to be the basis for the starting of the Islamic calendar. So that every year in Muharram, this ummah has to ask itself, why does our Islamic year begin in Muharram? What event was used to start this calendar? Let us turn the mind's eye 1433 years back to the Mina of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are on the 10th of Zilhijjah. Those six personalities from Yasrib, 10 year into the 10th year of Nubuwwat, six personalities from Yasrib, which later came to be known as Madinah Munawwara. Abu al-Haytham bin Tayhan, Ubada bin Samit, Saad bin Rabi', As'ad bin Zurara, Abdullah bin Rawaha, and Nu'man bin Haritha, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. They accepted Islam on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On that acceptance, the decision was made to start the mission towards Hijrat. 3 years later, 72 came. They took the oath of allegiance on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just one portion of that incident to make us understand what our history is and how this deen reached us. Abbas bin Mirdas cautions the people of Medina. هَلْ تَدْرُونَ عَلَى مَا تُبَايِعُونَ هَذَا الرَّجُلْ تُبَايِعُونَهُ عَلَى حَرْبِ الْأَحْمَرِ وَالْأَسْوَدِ مِنَ النَّاسِ. He says, O people of Medina, when you accept this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to remind you, caution you before you take this bayat, that what bayat are you taking? He says it is not a possibility, it is not a likelihood, it is an absolute certainty that when you will accept Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have declared war on the entire world. The whole world will turn against you. Your men will be slaughtered. You will become poor. The rivers, the streets of Medina will flow with your blood. Your women will become widows. Your children will become orphans. Beforehand he's telling them. He says this is not a possibility, this is a certainty that is going to happen. One Christian, Abu al-Haytham bin Dayhan says, Dana anka ya Abbas, stop what you are doing Abbas. Ya Rasulullah, tell us, if we accept this bayat, what will Allah give us? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah will give you Jannat. He says, Ubsud yadak, stretch out your hand, and one by one they take the bayat. Everything was placed on the mantle of Qurbani and sacrifice. Today we are reciting Iman with ease. Today this deen reached us with such ease that we take it for granted. Muharram is reminding us about that Mina. Muharram is reminding us about that bayat. On that the hijrat started, just one of those six personalities who laid the foundation, Sa'd bin Rabi'ah. In Uhud, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, where is Sa'd? He sent someone to look for him. Sa'd bin Rabi'ah is on his last gasp of life. They come to him. They say, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent us to you. In what condition are you? What is his response? He says, Ajiduni, Ajidu rihal Jannah. Tell my Nabi, I can smell the fragrance of Jannah. Convey my salams to him. And then he says, warn my brothers from the Ansar. Warn my brothers from the Ansar. Remember the oath you took in Mina, in Aqaba. In khulisa ila nabiyikum wa fikum aynun tatruf. If Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is harmed and you are still standing tomorrow in the court of Allah, I, Sa'd, will hold you responsible. That was the type of commitment to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which formed the basis of the hijrat. And it was this pinnacle of sacrifice that our Islamic calendar started. So that we don't become a ritualistic ummah each year in Muharram. Bring this to mind. Remind ourselves of the sabak and these lessons. My respected brothers, Muharram comes, New Year comes, and we don't make tawbah. We don't come back to the masjid. We don't renew our commitment to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we have not understood the reality of Muharram. This is a wake-up call for us. Value this time. Value this one more extension Allah has given us. People of Batin are making New Year resolutions. Let our resolution be to come back to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana.